On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Kohl Center as the Wisconsin Badgers get ready to start a four-game homestand. Two out of conference and a couple of Big Ten games to begin the new year. First up tonight, the Jacksonville State Gamecocks out of Conference USA, a team that comes to town with a 4-6 record. But of the six losses, five of them have been close. Four real close, in fact. Four of the six losses have been one-possession games. Ray Harper in his eighth year as the Jackson State head coach. Highly decorated career, a couple of Division II national championships at Kentucky Wesleyan, and two other NAIA national titles at Oklahoma City. Took Jacksonville State to the NCAA tournament a couple of years ago. Also took him to the tournament in 2017. As for the Badgers, they enter tonight's play 7-3, 1-0 in the Big Ten, and looking to start another winning streak. Their six-game run ended on Saturday against top-ranked Arizona. We're about an hour away from the opening tip. The Badgers in Jacksonville State. Coming up, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Our Badgers pregame show continues. Time for our visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic, who's taking a five-minute break from all things football and the portal and what's going on, the comings and goings of the Wisconsin football program. Talk a little basketball. Jesse, just put a wrap on the previous three games. Obviously, they get two out of three, and then they run into a buzzsaw
last Saturday. It seemed to me that that game last Saturday really just said more about how good Arizona is. And I know Wisconsin did play nearly its best. But to me, it was more about how good Arizona is than anything, you know, dramatically off base with Wisconsin. Did you view it the same way or did you have a different angle?
That is 100% my takeaway, Matt, because Arizona far and away looks like the best team in college basketball, certainly the best team that I have seen this season. Wisconsin needed to play its best game of the year just to give itself an opportunity. But Arizona is so good. That is a team right now, if I had to pick, would be my favorite to win the national championship because they just have everything. They have great guard play. They have bigs who can affect the game in the paint. And Wisconsin hung tough for a little bit. Carter Gilmore had that short shot in the paint to tie it at 23. And then all of a sudden, Arizona goes on a 25-8 run. So there's really not much I am going to take away from that. I think the fact that it's coming on the heels of a six-game winning streak, including those victories against Marquette and Michigan State, is more what I'm looking at about what Wisconsin has accomplished 10 games into the regular season.
That Arizona-Purdue game on Saturday is that's about as must-watch as it gets for college basketball in December, isn't it?
Yes, this is why I love non-conference play. You get to see great matchups, and I understand some people may think Wisconsin should play some other teams and not go to Arizona after this tough stretch, but I love it, and I think it prepares a team so much better for conference play and then when you get into the NCAA tournament.
You have games like that, and certainly the stretch that Wisconsin just went through, and then you've got a Jacksonville State team here that's lost a lot of close games. In fact, almost all of its losses have been one-possession games. But I guess there's the we see it every year, and we got the fair warning shot last night at Evanston when Chicago State, a team the Badgers will play a week from tomorrow, goes into Evanston and knocks off a ranked Northwestern team. So I guess it's just the latest example of if you're Wisconsin tonight, you better be ready.
That's exactly right. You cannot take your foot off the gas. It doesn't matter whether you're playing the number one team in the country or the number 301 team in the country. That was a Northwestern team that, as you said, came into the week in the AP Top 25, was 7-1. And so now I would imagine Chicago State will have even more of Wisconsin's attention when that matchup approaches. But for Wisconsin, the Badgers, this is always a tough stretch of the year, as you know, Matt. You've got finals, you've got this long break, the students aren't going to be there, so you've got to create your own energy. But you want to be able to play well in these two games because as soon as you hit the new year, you play Iowa and you get into Big Ten play and you want to put your best foot forward.
Yeah, coaches always get a little concerned when it's this time of year. There's a great Stu Jackson story back 30 years ago there at the Fieldhouse, right around now, right around finals time. And they were just slopping their way through, and then they get to one of the media timeouts. He's yelling at his guys. Somebody was telling me this, obviously, afterwards. So just because the crowd's acting dead doesn't mean you have to play dead. Something to that effect. Well, one guy who's been playing very much alive, and we've talked about him extensively, I guess, already, is John Blackwell. Dude's not intimidated by much of anything, is he? Comes out there against Arizona, leads the team in rebounding, knocking down shots. Looks like he can be an every level scorer for this team, which has surprised a few people, I would imagine.
Yes, leads the team in rebounding, also ends up leading the team in scoring with 17 points against Arizona. You've got to have firepower off the bench. It's something that Greg Gard talked about early in the season, and so I think he can play multiple positions because of his ability to defend. And the scoring, I know we talked about this on numerous occasions, but it's something that I didn't expect him to be this advanced right away. And it has been so invaluable, especially in a season where Connor Asigian is still slowly coming along. So you want to be able to have someone you can rely on every single game for points. And John is giving it to Wisconsin.
About half a minute left. Your industry is doing well. All this football talk with the portal and everything. As crazy as it is for coaches and fans to keep up, probably a little bit of a slice of heaven for the Athletic, isn't it?
I love it, Matt. This is honestly one of my favorite times of the year. The portal season doesn't stop, and it's great for stories. And obviously, the Badgers are far from done.
All right, that's Jesse Temple of the Athletic. Now back to football for him. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight brought to you by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game. and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Our Badgers pregame show continues. Time for tonight's Badger Spotlight. And this evening, we'll visit with freshman guard John Blackwell, who's on the brink of averaging double digits, 9.9 points per game, to be exact, going into this matchup with Jacksonville State. Also, 3.5 rebounds. He had 17 points and 7 boards on Saturday against Arizona. Those 7 rebounds represented a team high. He has been very close to a double-double. We'll get into that, as even Greg Gard admits that Blackwell has been better than expected, and they thought he could be pretty good early. Well, he's been more than pretty good. He's been a key ingredient to this Wisconsin team off to a 7-3 start. All of that is great. His basketball abilities, his high IQ. But what separated things for John Blackwell was the family atmosphere at Wisconsin, and he got a sense of that early on.
That was one big, like, major reason I came here. It was like the guys, as soon as I came here, embraced me. I mean, even with the guys that have left, like Jordan, Johnny, Brad, as soon as I came here, they embraced me, took me under their wing. Chucky, when he was a freshman, even talked to me, gave me talks. I even came up here during spring break. I didn't have nothing to do, so I was like, let's go up to Wisconsin, get some shots up, or just chill with the guys. So I went up here and I stayed with Chucky and Cam, which, I mean, they just embraced me really well.
Defensively, you've been someone that, you know, Coach Gard gets you in there, and you have no fear about guarding people. Yeah. We've seen guys come here. Chucky's been like that, Kamari McGee. Has that always been a big part of your game, what you can do on the defensive end of the floor?
I mean, just coming where I come from and coming where I played at, a big reason of that, the travel team, the family I played for, we were big on defense. I mean, and it's just a pride thing. You know, you got to have pride. I'm not letting this guy score. Like, I'm not letting this guy score on my teammate either, so I'm being help defense to help him. So I think it's just like a discipline, like a habit of, I mean, as a freshman, what else can you do to get on the court, play some defense? So, I mean, you just take those into consideration.
And the scoring obviously has been something that I think has turned a lot of heads. But now in high school, there were times where you'd distribute, right? Because you had a lot of talent around you. You could score, but it was about setting up other guys was a big part of it.
I mean, being in the position I was in high school, like the leader, I was the point guard, senior point guard for 3 years for that team, playing with those guys. I had two ball dominant, great scorers on my team. So some nights, three dominant scorers. Some nights I was like, you know, I'm chilling tonight. I mean, I know where I'm going to school, Wisconsin, so I can distribute, get the guys going. And what better feeling to seeing your teammates score and you know you assisted it. So, like, that was just a great feeling for me. But then I knew coming in here, I can't do that. Like, I can't play passive. I got to be aggressive all the time. Like, I got to constantly get in the paint, constantly. I can pass. I can distribute, but make it under control, like, being aggressive at the same time. So, yeah.
You could pass, you could shoot. In the SMU game, you were this close to a double-double, right?
Yeah.
The 10 points, 9 rebounds. Got a little pride in being able to rebound the basketball, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, that just comes, like, I like to push the ball myself sometimes, so I'm like, I'm going to get this. But, like, offensive rebounds, a big reason I'm on the offensive glass, I learned from my teammate. I would give a shout-out to him, Sonny Wilson. He plays at Toledo. He's, like, 5'11", he used to get, like, 10 offensive rebounds. So, like, that's one thing that just takes grit, just takes hustle to go get him. And I was pretty mad. Like, Jack, Janicki, and Ross were telling me I had 11 rebounds. So I was like, oh, I had a double-double. But then they came out and said I had 9 rebounds. So I was like, damn, I wish I had a double-double. But there's more opportunities for that.
I'll take a look at the game tape. Maybe you got cheated. Maybe you did get a double-double. That's worth it's well known that your dad played at Illinois. Nolan Winter's father played at Minnesota. And we could keep going here. What's the best piece of advice about playing the game at the college level that you got from your dad?
He just talked about mental toughness is the biggest thing in the college level. Everybody can hoop, obviously, but you got to be mentally strong to be in those games, to be in away games, that, like, be confident in your skills. Like, I can make this shot. I can be on the court. I can lock up this guy. And he definitely talked about Big Ten play, how it's so physical, how it's so strong. Like, we got to get in the weight room. Like, he just urged that. And my dad always keeps it real with me. Like, if you're not getting in the weight room, you ain't playing, son. So, like, he never sugarcoats stuff. So he just tells me the real, and, like, he's my mentor and my best friend at some time. So we talk every day. So, and then he just loves on me. One thing that I love is whether I have a bad game or good game, he's still going to love me at the end of the day. So.
Yeah. It's good to know. That is absolutely good to know. You're getting quite the indoctrination here. World-class university, playing the kind of schedule, out of conference. Everything you hope for so far, the total college experience. I know you're just starting for you, but is it what you thought?
What more could a college freshman ask for? I mean, the schedule we're playing, the university, all that. Like, I'm living like a dream, like what I dreamed of. Might not be like... I probably didn't dream of this college exactly, but, like, I love it so far, like, and I'm loving it, and I'm excited for the future.
That's freshman guard John Blackwell, and that's tonight's Badgers Spotlight. Stay with us. Our notebook is coming up next as our Badgers pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now,
that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badgers pregame show continues alongside Charlie Wills. I'm Matt LePay, joined as always by Patrick Kerr for tonight's Badger Notebook. Well, somebody Charlie knows pretty well. Actually, somebody we all know pretty well, but Charlie maybe a little bit better than the rest of us. Devin Harris is going to be, he's many things already. Legend on the basketball court at Wisconsin, tremendous professional career, and now he is about to be a University of Wisconsin graduate. And he opens up about the process of getting there, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's a really neat story. It would be a neat story if all it was 20 years after leaving UW, he came back and finished his degree. That would be a great story if that was the whole thing. But it's not. There are more layers to it. And I would encourage anybody listening to go to UWBadgers.com and read the My Word story that we just posted today. It's a first-person narrative that Devin wrote about why getting his degree was important and what that story and journey looked like. And I won't give the whole story away, but the synopsis that is important is his father worked in an HR job in Milwaukee area for 30 years and then lost his job to somebody who had a college degree. When he was on the job market trying to find another job, he couldn't get one because everybody kept saying, you need to have a college degree. So at the age of 50, he went to Concordia College, took night classes while working a temp job to get his degree. Devin, as a high school student, was watching him do this and learning how important that was to his father. So he made a promise, Devin did, in 2004 when he left UW, that I'll always go back and get that degree. Now, it took him a long time. In fact, it took Michael Finley coming back and getting his degree in 2015 to influence him to do it. Michael Finley was with the Mavericks, is still there as a VP there, and Devin Harris is involved with the Mavs. And after Finley graduated, he said, Devin, now it's your turn. You need to go back and do this. And so Devin's got three small children back in Dallas, three small girls, and he writes about how he had to leave and fly up to Madison every Monday this semester to go to classes, and he had to miss some dance recitals and some things. And he would talk to his daughters about, you know why I'm doing this, right? And they say, yeah, Dad, you're going to school, you're going to get your degree. That's really important. That's really cool. So it's a role model that he wanted to set for his children. And the whole story is really great, especially when you consider Finley's coming back to be the commencement speaker at his graduation. There's some neat synergy there around that it makes it a really special story.
Yeah, we'll hear from Coach Gard about that. But, Charlie, Devin's one of the all-time great players, but it's just such a – with everything going on in the world of college athletics right now, this kind of brings us back. And, you know, student-athlete, it's a heck of a story, isn't it?
It's a heck of a story. I read it today, too, and it was one of those things that, like, it brought me back to who he was, right? Because Devin's never changed. That's the cool thing about him. Like, with him being as good as he was, like, we all knew, too. I was a senior, and he was coming in, and you're like, whew, this guy's got extra steps. He's got extra moves. I want to see what he does. And after a couple games, you're like, okay, he's going to leave here in a year. But, you know, I knew after getting to know him, that wasn't his focus. I think he said that in the article. Like, he wanted to be here 4 years, but you just don't give up that opportunity. And for him to really come back after all that time was really special to see. I mean, as a athlete that did it in those years, because I didn't have those same opportunities, but like, wow, that is a commitment to come back when you're that, 40, right? He's 40 years old.
Yeah.
40 years old, you got three small kids, you're doing it at night, you're flying. I mean, wow.
And you may know this, he wasn't the greatest student when he was here as an undergrad, and he kind of admits that and says there were two times in his career when he was being very close to being academically ineligible. In fact, he gives a lot of credit to his academic advisor advisor at the time who partnered him was Mary Ellen Rock, and she partnered him with three women on the track team who were very good students in the same major and said, will you take him under your wing and help him through and help him graduate? And now some of those same ladies are coming back this weekend to help celebrate his graduation.
That was cool.
How special.
It was fun to say hi to him briefly in Fort Myers. He was down there watching the Badgers play in the Fort Myers tip-off. Volleyball, let's get to that before the segment wraps up. I guess that they're playing today, right? Kind of a big deal that they're
so big clear. We moved the tip-off of the men's game.
It's
tremendous. I love it.
National semifinals tonight, and it's never too early to plan ahead because they got a big event in Milwaukee coming up, right?
Yeah, so they play Texas tonight, and they've already scheduled the rematch. That's basically how big this is. Just today they announced that next Labor Day weekend, September 1st and 2nd, there will be an early season showcase, really the first of its kind, where they're going to pit four of the best programs in volleyball, Wisconsin, Texas, Stanford, and Minnesota, in two doubleheaders at Fiserv Forum. They'll probably sell the place out. It's a great testament to how far volleyball has come in our society and our sports culture that they can have this event, and I'm sure it's going to be a hot ticket. And Wisconsin's going to play Texas on the first night. Who they play tonight, it'll be a rematch no matter who wins. And then they're going to play Stanford the next night. Wisconsin's never beaten Stanford. I was really surprised to see that in volleyball. They're 0-5 all time, so there may be a chance to get that feather.
Yeah, congrats to all involved. That's been a big push with Chris McIntosh, the athletics director, to continue to increase the presence in the city of Milwaukee. That will do that. They will definitely increase the presence on this team, Patrick, in the last minute or so. 7-3 against a really good schedule. This is not Cupcake City that they've had on their schedule. This 7-3 record means something.
Well, I was looking at this in these terms. Would you rather be 7-3, where Wisconsin is, and ranked number 23 in the AP poll, or 9-0 like Oklahoma and ranked number 11 in the poll? Now, Oklahoma has played nobody in the top 50 of the KenPom rankings, where Wisconsin has played many of those teams and is one of only four teams in the country to have three big-time wins. So, to me, I'd rather have the 7-3. Even if you've got some bumps, you've at least seen yourself, you've maybe exposed some of the things that you need to work on, and you've also been there, know you can beat a team like Marquette or Michigan State or Virginia away from home. And so, while I actually love where Wisconsin is at that 23 ranking, like, relevant in the rankings, but yet not high enough yet where they can rest on their laurels and think that they don't have anything yet to prove.
Yeah.
So I'd rather be that than undefeated but fool's gold.
Yeah, you'd like to think the best is yet to come, and this team has already brought a lot of good to the season here so far. That's Patrick Hurd. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's the holiday time of year, so make your season merry and bright at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. With over 300 stores to serve you better, you'll find a great selection of hundreds of unique Christmas gift ideas this year. Stocking stuffers, too. For every holiday wish and budget, you can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Now that's bumper to bumper, where service is the difference. We get it. And thank you for shopping locally.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Back courtside at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin and Jacksonville State tonight. Alongside Charlie Wills, I'm Matt LePay. We get to final exams. Your head could be spinning. And then when they play again a week from tomorrow, a sigh of relief. These games could be a little bit dangerous, though, can't they, Charlie?
Yeah, because you can relax, which is not what you want to do, especially against Jack State. They are physical. They like to go downhill, like a lot of teams they've played this year, and they have experience. So that's a deadly combination. So it looks like they're not messing around on their warm-ups. I mean, you can usually tell, like, are they coming out here joking around a little bit? They're really focused. So tonight is really a game they have to win.
All right, Badgers and Jacksonville State, a half an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll see a low of 29. Mostly cloudy on your Friday, highs in the low 40s. Chance of rain Friday night, lows around 33. And some rain showers on your Saturday. Cloudy by the afternoon, 40 degrees. Sunday, mostly cloudy, 39 the high. Right now, it's 44.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
So Badgers in Jacksonville State, and, you know, reminder number 8,000, I guess, of how every team's got to bring it, no matter if it's Arizona or Marquette or whoever it is, Jacksonville State, because Chicago State sent the reminder to everybody last night at Evanston, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. You know, I think we've talked about this several times, Matt. I haven't come up with the right word for it. I'm working on it, but I'm not ready to release it yet. Just with the transfer portal and how it, I warned everyone, don't get caught up in a name, whatever that name of school may be, because the cross-pollination. Maybe that's going to be a word I'll use. Cross-pollination from other rosters and other programs really changes the dynamics of a roster fast, and Jacksonville State is a good example of that. But also at the same time, extremely well coached. Ray Harper's been there for, you know, 8-9 years. But Ray Harper was winning national championships at Kentucky Wesleyan, yes, in the 90s when we were at Platteville winning national championships. So they were kind of the gold standard in Division II. Platteville was the gold standard in Division III, you know, 25 plus years ago. So he knows what he's doing, and you can tell how his teams play.
And you mentioned the portal, Kiki Tandy, out of Xavier, someone who's healthy now, and that who didn't have that luxury at Xavier. Guy can play a little bit, though.
Yeah, he really can. I mean, he had a good year early in his career at Xavier, and then just battled injuries for 2 years, and that's how the portal can work, where you can have a really, really good player find the right fit. You know, sometimes the change of scenery, Xavier went through a coaching change as well, so there's obviously shakeups that happen at that time, but he can score with the best of the guards we've seen all year.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. Coming up, a look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced Liquid Courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The Badgers in Jacksonville State, and, you know, reminder number 8,000, I guess, of how every team's got to bring it, no matter if it's Arizona or Marquette or whoever it is, Jacksonville State, because Chicago State sent the reminder to everybody last night at Evanston, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I think we've talked about this several times, Matt. I haven't come up with the right word for it. I'm working on it, but I'm not ready to release it yet. Just with the transfer portal and how it, I warned everyone, don't get caught up in a name, whatever that name of school may be, because the cross-pollination, maybe that's going to be a word I'll use, cross-pollination from other rosters and other programs really changes the dynamics of a roster fast, and Jacksonville State is a good example of that, but also at the same time extremely well coached. Ray Harper's been there for, you know, 8-9 years, but Ray Harper was winning national championships at Kentucky Wesleyan, yes, in the 90s when we were at Platteville winning national championships. So they were kind of the gold standard in Division II. Platteville was the gold standard in Division III, you know, 25 plus years ago. So he knows what he's doing, and you can tell how his teams play.
And you mentioned the portal, Kiki Tandy, out of Xavier, someone who's healthy now and that who didn't have that luxury at Xavier. Guy can play a little bit, though.
Yeah, he really can. I mean, he had a good year early in his career at Xavier and then just battled injuries for 2 years, and that's the, you know, that's the how the portal can work, where you can have a really, really good player find the right fit. You know, sometimes the change of scenery, Xavier went through a coaching change as well, so there's obviously shakeups that happened at that time, but he can score with the best of the guards we've seen all year.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. Coming up, a look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Quick penguin, serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Our Badgers pregame show continues. Time for a look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. Well, we were just talking with Coach Gard. That statement was so good, we thought we'd play it twice, about how dangerous games could be around this time of year. And that Chicago State-Northwestern game last night, 75-73, Charlie. Chicago State gets his fourth win of the year. A guy we're going to talk about a week from tomorrow, Wesley Cardet, put 30 on the Wildcats. But it was a game that Northwestern, you know, they've got a really nice team this year, but last night nobody was there. There was zero atmosphere, and Chicago State jumped on it. It just shows kind of what Coach Gard was talking about. Can't get caught up in that, what name is on the jersey.
Absolutely.
Everybody's
not.
Got guys who can play.
Absolutely not. And I think Blackwell said it really well. Mental toughness is the key, especially when you don't have the crowd that you need or want. You've come off of a tough loss. It's finals, right? You're tired, right? A lot of travel. You have to focus, and a game like tonight helps you rebound into the start of the Big Ten season. So they have to come with it, because Jack State can really put up the points.
We'll get into Jacksonville State here in a few minutes, but looking ahead at the Big Ten, there are some intriguing matchups on Saturday. Indiana will take on number 2 Kansas. Baylor and Michigan State, they'll square off in Detroit. Spartans just trying to figure things out right now. Ohio State and UCLA will meet up in Atlanta in a game I know you and I are both looking forward to checking out, at Indianapolis, Arizona, and the Purdue Boilermakers. That should be fun.
I mean, it could be a preview to the national title game, honestly, because those two, as thick as they are, as deep as they are in their benches, I just can't wait. It's going to be an amazing game.
That's the thing with Arizona. You mentioned how thick they are. I mean, they can move. You know, they've got speed. You know, they got the skill level. And they got some bulk to go with it, don't they?
They do, and they're super aggressive in their positions, and I think that throws a lot of people off.
All right, that is our Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, Charlie will give us tonight's keys to the game. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger fans looking for holiday fun for the whole family? Get your tickets and join Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center in December. For more information on Badger men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Pre-game show continues at the Kohl Center. Time for our keys to the game. What do you have for us tonight, Charlie?
Well, first of all, Wisconsin has to bring the energy on defense. Keep them off the downhill approach. Second, keep dominating the boards. They're in a +8 margin when they're playing this year in their 7-3 record, so keep dominating the boards. Get to the free throw line. 27 attempts a game is really where they're making those spreads later in the game. And last but not least, come back from a loss like against Arizona, get back in your rhythm, and get ready for the Big Ten season.
To the free throw shooting, not only have they gotten there, they've hit them at a high rate, 86%, Charlie,
crazy,
over the last six games. And the offensive rebounding numbers have been impressive as well, which I'm sure has surprised some people. Well, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I like to see that. They're +8 in their margin from last year. They were 3.5 rebounds less than their opponents every single game on average, and right now they're at 5+. So that's an 8-point swing in the margin. That's been big for them. They've been able to dominate that center, and everybody's been in the paint together. I think that's a big difference. Last year, it was one or two guys rebounding. Now it's four or five guys. With Blackwell, with AJ being in the lane, I think you've got a lot more domination inside the paint.
Well, you mentioned Blackwell. When guards can go hit the glass, Chucky as well has had some games where he pulled down 5 or 6. Never a bad thing, right?
Never.
All right, those are your keys to the game. Stay with us. We're back with the starting lineups. Presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Check out the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody up and running for Greg Gard's team here tonight. Those are the best kind of injury updates.
Absolutely.
Everybody's good to go.
Especially going into Big Ten season, there's no nicks.
I know. Just two non-conference games left, and then it's the Big Ten conference games the rest of the way. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Jacksonville State's the Gamecocks, under the direction of eighth-year head coach Ray Harper, and his starting five will be as follows. Juwan Purdue, 6'6 senior out of Sumter, South Carolina, 7.7 points, 5.5 rebounds per game. Mason Nicholson, they're big, and he is big, 6'10, 280 pounds. He's a junior out of Gary, Indiana, a transfer from Northwest Florida State, averaging 5.3 rebounds, and he has blocked 8 shots through the first 10 games of the season. Kiki Tandy is a 6'2 grad student from Hopkinsville, Kentucky, a transfer from Xavier. Tandy averaging 17.5 points per game. Travis Roberts, a 6'6 sophomore from Waldorf, Maryland, about 4 points per game, making his fourth start of this season. And Quincy Clark will round out the starting five, 6'4 junior out of Columbus, Ohio, at 10 points, 2.7 rebounds, and 3.3 assists per game. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, same five for his team. You got Tyler Wall averaging about 10.5 points, nearly 6 rebounds a game. Steven Crow at 12 points, 7 rebounds, and a couple of assists per contest. A.J. Storr, 6'7 sophomore, at nearly 14 points per game. Max Klesman, 6'4 junior, at 7.5 points a game. And Chucky Hepburn rounding out the starting five at 9.8 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. And also a really impressive assist to turnover ratio, 39 assists, just 14 turnovers. Charlie, he's really been on a roll of late. Last three games, 18 dimes, 3 turnovers. You go 6-1 there?
Yeah,
you like that out of your point guard, right?
You're doing okay. You're doing really okay. And I love the average. I mean, to almost have 4 assists a game out of your point guard, but he's also scoring. Like, it feels like he's starting to understand that he doesn't always have to be the guy to go to for scoring, which opens up the court. And it's been beautiful to watch that new rhythm.
It really has. It's been just fun to watch his game continue to evolve. And he's got some pieces around him that can allow him, okay, tonight I'm going to be a distributor. And some nights, like, I got this. I'll go ahead and take care of the scoring. You're exactly right. Those are your starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The opening tip, presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Matt Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over 0.5 pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Klesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Stamps off a three right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
We welcome you to the Kohl Center in Madison alongside Charlie Wills, our engineer Dave McCann, Aisha Jackson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay, and we welcome you to Wisconsin basketball as the Badgers take on Jacksonville State. And before we go any further, let's send it to the floor for our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
game homestand starts tonight for the Wisconsin Badgers. Jacksonville State tonight, Chicago State a week from tomorrow, and then a pair of Big Ten games against Iowa and Nebraska before we tip tonight's tussle with the Jacksonville State Gamecocks. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
For the record, Jacksonville State is located in Jacksonville, Alabama. Not Florida, Jacksonville, Alabama. It's a little bit east of Birmingham, so you want to get that taken care of. And we will refer to them probably fairly often as Jacks State per their request because people get that confused, right? For the moment, we'll call them Jacksonville State. Charlie, I mentioned four-game homestand. They've been on the road a lot. You know, last week going to East Lansing, going to Tucson. They had the Fort Myers tournament earlier, a few weeks ago in Providence. So now on the one hand, yeah, you're home. But I guess, as you have touched on, don't get too comfortable, right? I mean, get you keep the edge about you, because when this team is playing as well as it's capable, it's proven it can play with most teams in the country.
Yeah, and I think they're still growing to get there. So I don't want people to think they've hit some kind of pinnacle, which can be a dangerous thought. And I think that especially when you've got some younger guys coming with you to play. So tonight, the energy has to be big. There's not as many people in the stadium, so the bench has to be a